ஹரிஹ ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஓம் சகனாபவது சகனோ புனக்து சகவீரியங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதியே கட்டோபனிஷதி பிரதமோத்யாயே பிரதமாவல்லி. We have seen how Lord Yama offered 3 boons to Nachiketas, and we have also seen Nachiketas asked for the first 2 boons and he got those boons. As a third boon, which forms the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastra, in terms of spiritual knowledge, the knowledge of the truth of the universe, the knowledge of the truth of Ishvara, the knowledge of one's own self, is being asked. And here, when Nachiketaha asked for the spiritual knowledge, Lord Yama, for the sake of testing his degree of dispassion, to know whether he was really eligible to receive this teaching or not, and he, in order to tempt him, he promised him different things. We're going to see now. And before that, the 21st mantra we saw, first itself, Lord Yama discouraged him, saying, oh, this, not self-knowledge, it was always doubted even by devas. And this self-knowledge is not at all easily understandable. He Nachiketa, anyam varam vraneshwa, better choose another boon. Ma upurotsihi. May you not trouble me, pester me, or compel me to give you this boon of self-knowledge. The self-knowledge is the third one. So, yenam srija, better give up this particular thing into self-knowledge. We saw that. And 32nd mantra, and Nachiketas repeated the words of Lord Yama, and therefore he wanted the same. 22nd mantra. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam kila. Oh, Lord Yama, wasn't it doubted even by devas? You yourself said. And hey, Mrityo, oh Lord Yama, you yourself said what? You yourself say now that it cannot be understood easily. Therefore, asya vaktacha twadruk anyahana labhyaha. And the teacher, vakta, the teacher of the subject matter, who is equal to you or who is like you, also is not available. You are the best teacher and it is very difficult to understand, and also definitely I want the knowledge. It was doubted even by devas. Therefore I must know. That is the reason he gave. Therefore, anyaha varaha etasya tulyaha anyaha varaha nakaschit varaha etasya tulyaha nakaschit Anyaha varaha etasya varasya tulyaha. There's none, no other bone which is equal to this bone. Why? Because in Shankaracharya's commentary we saw, or you have seen the commentary also. Okay? Ayam varaha tu nishreyasa prapti hetuhu. Nishreyasa prapti hetuhu. The boon, the third boon, in terms of self-knowledge, is the means of the attainment of absolute good, moksha nishreyasam, nishreyasa prapti hetuhu. Therefore, there is no other boon which is equal to this boon. Why? Because anyasya sarvasya api anitya palatvat. So, etasya. Kaschidapi, there's no other boon is similar to this boon, equal to this boon in terms of self-knowledge, because any boon, every boon other than this boon in terms of self-knowledge has a status of having a time-bound end. But what I aspire for is timeless end, the mokshaha. For which the knowledge self is the only means of attainment. Okay, now 23rd mantra, today's class. Evam uktopi. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the 23rd mantra with one sentence. Evam uktopi punaha palobhayan vacha mrityuhu. Even though Rachiketaha expressed his mind very clearly, still mrityuhu, evam uktaha api, though he was replied in this manner, evam uktaha api, though Lord Yama was replied to in this manner, again punaha pralobhayanne, highly tempting. Uvacha said. So, what did Lord Yama say again to tempt him? Shatayusha putra pautra anvrinishva. Nowadays, we people hardly see the importance of having children, progeny. Naturally, if somebody does not have children, it's okay. But people are not craving for having progeny. Not many people. People don't want, actually speaking, those days, you know, not only getting married, after marriage, wanting to have children for the perpetuation of dharma, the perpetuation of the family tree, lineage of family also. And also having, in order to have the joy of, pleasure of having, no, children. People used to crave for children. Therefore, now in this mantra, 23rd mantra, Lord Yama tells him, Shatayusha putra pautran vrinishva bahun pashun hasti hiranyam ashvan bhumer mahadayatanam vrinishva swayancha jiva Sharadoyavadichasi Shatayusha putra pautran vrinishva bahun pashun hasti hiranyam ashvan bhumer mahadayatanam vrinishva swayancha jiva sharadoyavadichasi. Vrinishva, may choose these as your third boon. What? Putra pautran. Putran vrinishva, pautran vrinishva. May choose having sons and grandsons of long span of life of 100 years. Shatayushaha putra pautran. What is the use of having sons and grandsons who live very short, who have very short span of life? So he says, may you choose to have sons and grandsons of long or full span of life of 100 years. Shatayushaha putra pautranvanishwa. It's not enough you have simply sons and grandsons. They will have better quality of life only if you have wealth. So he says, Bahun Pashun Hasti Hiranyam Ashwan Vrineshwar. Along with your choice of having sons and grandsons of long span of life of 100 years, also choose to have many cows, elephants, horses, and abundance of wealth of gold. Pashun, cows, hasti, elephants, elephant, hiranyam, gold, ashwan, horses. So may you choose to have abundance of wealth in the form of cattle wealth, such as cows, horses, elephants, etc., and also abundance of wealth in the form of gold. That's not enough. Bhumehe mahadagetanam vrinishva. Nachiketaha, may choose to have the great abode of this earth, great abode on this earth. Bhumehe is both of this earth and also on this earth. Better is of this earth. Mahat ayatanam, a great abode, a big abode. Big abode can mean a kingdom, can mean a palatial house, a palace, anything, kingdom. Therefore, Bhumehe Mahadayatanam Vrineshwa. May choose having big abode, a kingdom on this earth. Swayamcha Jiva Yavadichasi Sharadaha. And may you yourself live long. How long? As many number of years as you like. Sharat means autumn season. So Sharat also means an year, because autumn season comes only once a year. If you have to live 100 autumns, autumnal moon you have to see means 100 autumn seasons you have to see, live means you must live 100 years. So, but here Sharat also means an year. Sharadaha, years. Swayam cha jiva, may you also live yavad ichasi, as long as you want to live, as many number of years as you want to live, may you live. Okay, which means you can have long span of life, 100 years, more than that also. There's no count number of years. As many number of years as you want, as you like, may you live yourself. Because having a long life alone will help you enjoy all this wealth. Having all the wealth, having a short span of life will be of no use. You must have long life to enjoy all the wealth you will be blessed with. Therefore, swayam cha jiva sharadaha yavad ichasi. Okay. Therefore, he says, shatayushaha putra pautran bahun pashun hasti hiranyam ashwan cha vrinishva. Bhumehe mahadayataram vrinishva. Swayam yavat sharadaha ichasi tavat jiva. So may you live as long as you like to live, as many number of years as you want to live. Okay. No, see Shankaracharya's commentary. See, when Lord Yama promised all these things, in spite of Nachiketaha, made very clear why he wanted Atma Jnanam as a third boon. Nishreyaha Prapti, Nishreyasaf Prapti Hetuhu Jnanam. Therefore he wanted. But still, Lord Yama is trying to tempt him. He may lose his interest in asking for jnanam. He may choose to ask for these things, accept these things, if he is not adequately dispassionate. This is only for testing his vairagyam, degree of vairagyam he had. Okay. Let us see Shankaracharya's commentary now. Shatayushaha. The first word is commented upon by Shankaracharya. Shatayushaha means what? Shatayush means a person of 100 years. A person who is of the span of life of 100 years. Shatayuhu means Shatam Varshani Ayuhu Yasya. Shatam Varshani Ayuhu Yasya. The person for whom 100 years is the span of life. A person of the span of life of 100 years is called Shatayuhu. Shatayush is the singular word. Shatayush. Now, Shatayushaha, plural. So, and who are Shatayushaha? People of span of life of 100 years. Shatam Varshani Ayumshi. Ayuhu singular. Ayush singular. Ayumshi. Shatam Varshani Ayumshi Yesham. 100 years is span of life of these grandsons and grandsons. Tan Shatayushaha, objective Shatayushaha, Putra Potran Vraneshwar. Shatayushaha Putra Potran Vraneshwar may choose having sons and grandsons of span of life of 100 years. Because for a human being, long, the full span of life is of 100 years. If somebody lives more than 100, there's bumper lottery. Already cross 89 years of bumper lottery only. Bumper lottery. Okay. And if you are healthy, hale and healthy, if you can manage yourself. If you become dependent, it's a pain, isn't it? It's a papa. Okay. Next sentence. Kincha, moreover. Not only a long, not only sons and grandsons of long span of life of 100 years, but also, moreover, Gavadi Lakshanan Bahun Pashun Hasti Hire. Okay, Gavadi Lakshanan Pashun Bahun Pashun. So many cattle wealth, okay, cattle wealth in the form of what? Bahun Pashun. So many animals in the form of cows, etc. The Pashuhu means cow. Pashuhu also means an animal in general. So, Bahun Pashun, many animals in the form of lion, tiger, no. In the form of Gavadi, cows, etc. So, cows, horses and elephants, they are meant here. Okay. Hasti Hiranyam. Next word is Hasti Hiranyam. It's a dual word. See, Hasti, an elephant is called Hasti. Nakarantaha Pullingaha Hastin Shabdaha. Hastaha Asya Asti Iti Hasti. Which Hastaha? We also have Hasta hands. We are not called Hastinaha. But elephant has a very special, the trunk. Therefore, elephant is said to be Hasti. Nakarantaha Pullingaha Hasti Shabdaha. And when you make a compound word, He nominated to get is Hasti. Hasti cha Hiranyancha. Hasti cha Hiranyancha. Elephant and gold. Hasti Hiranyam. And Ashwamscha. Ashwancha Ashwamscha. And horses. Kincha. Further. Bhumehe. Bhumehe means what? Prithivyaha. Of the earth. Of the earth in place, on the earth also. Mahad. Mahat means what? Vistirnam. Vistirnam. Big. Spacious. Vistirna means spacious. Spacious. Big. Ayatanam. Ayatanam is equal to ashrayam. Ashrayam literally means refuge, support. But here you should take it as an abode. So mandalam. So ayatanam means an abode. Here Shankaracharya writes ashrayam. Mandalam, big area. Rajyam, kingdom. Or you can say empire. So may you choose having a huge empire on this earth. So may you choose all these. Kimcha, further, moreover. Sarvam api etate, sarvam apyetate, anarthakam. All this will be meaningless. Anarthakam. What? Having sons and grandsons of 100, long span of life of 100 years, and having all forms of cattle wealth in terms of cows, horses, elephants, etc., having abundance of gold, okay, and a huge, a spacious abode. Or an empire or kingdom, if a person has long life, everything will become meaningless. Sarvam api etad anarthakam. Swayam chet alpayuhu. Swayam alpayuhu chet. Swayam alpayuhu chet. Sarvam api etad sarvam api anarthakam bhavati. All this will become meaningless. All this will become meaningless. I'm adding bhavati, okay? Etat sarvam api anarthakam bhavati. Swayam alpayuhu chet. If you yourself will be of short span of life, if you yourself will be alpayuhu, if you yourself will be of short span of life, all this will become meaningless. All these possessions and wealth will become meaningless. Iti, therefore, ataha, therefore, aha. Again, Lord Yama said, Swayancha jiva. You yourself live. May you yourself live. Tvam jiva. Jiva means what? Dharaya shariram. See, why he makes it very clear. May you have this live body. According to Vedanta Shastram, death is only for physical body. Even mind has no death. How long mind has no death? As long as ignorance will be, so long Sukshma will be surviving. Nothing in the world can undo the mind. You know that? No elements, no elementals, no heart. Nothing in the world can undo the mind, destroy the mind. Mind will continue to survive life after life after life after life as long as ignorance is. Mind can never be destroyed, but mind can be resolved. Mind will resolve by itself if ignorance becomes resolved. Because ignorance is the life lending agent for the mind. Ignorance dissolves, mind will resolve for good. But for ignorance to resolve, knowledge should take place. Therefore, one in the wake of the knowledge of the self, when ignorance becomes resolved, mind will also resolve. Mind cannot be destroyed, but mind can be resolved only in the wake of the knowledge. Okay. So, and what about the Atma? Of course, Atma is absolutely eternal. Atma has no birth and death, no change also, we know very well. And Atma is the very life of everything. So Atma is ever alive. Timeless, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly. Atma is the very life of everything. So Atma has no death. Mind has no death. Mind survives until ignorance. But physical body alone falls apart, which is said to be death, because as part of the exhausted, gets exhausted, body falls apart. This sukshma leaves, mind, body becomes dead. But having, enjoying all this wealth, you need what? Bhoga ayatanam. One needs physical body, the abode of enjoyment, bhoga ayatanam. One needs instruments of enjoyment, instruments of actions, all subtle powers. And one needs to one needs to have mind, instrument of knowledge. So simply instruments of knowledge alone are not enough. Even the mind continues to survive. The mind without the mind and sense organs, without the body, cannot serve as instruments of knowledge. They will remain non-functional. So non-functional mind and sense organs will be of no use for enjoyment. For enjoyment of pleasures, enjoyment of wealth, experience of pleasures, mind and sense organs should become functional. For them to become functional, one needs a physical body, an abode of enjoyment, a dwelling place. Therefore, he says, jiva does not tell the Atma or his mind, but he means living one's life, enjoying pleasures in this world means having a live body. So he says, jiva means dharaya shariram. Is it clear? Dharaya shariram. May you have the body. How? Samagra indriya kalapam. May you have the physical body, live physical body, with the whole set of all internal instruments of, or instruments of knowledge and actions. The entire sukshma, along with the entire subtle instruments, may you have a live physical body. That means you will be living as many number of years as possible. How? Sharadaha. Sharadaha means what? Varshani, years. Sharat Varsham. Sharadaha Varshani, years. Yavadichasi Jeevitam. So Yavat Tavat. Yavat Kalam. See, Yavat Kalam Jeevitam Ichasi. Tavat Kalam Tvam Jeeva. Me Yavantam Kalam Tvam Jeevitam Ichasi, Tavantam Kalam Tvam Jeeva. Yavat Kalam is a compound word. Yavat Kalam Tvam Jeevitam Ichasi, Tavat Kalam Tvam Jeeva. Or make it a separate words. Yavantam Kalam Tvam Jeevitam Ichasi, Tavantam Kalam Tvam Jeeva. May you live your life. May you yourself, Swayam Jeeva, you yourself have the longest span of life. How long? What is the longest span of life? As many years you want to live. As long as you want to live, so many years may you yourself live. Enjoying a live body with a live set of instruments, Sukshma Sharira. So that then having all this wealth will be meaningful because you can enjoy them. See, Kalapaha means a set, a group. Indriya Kalapaha, Indriyanam Kalapaha, Indriya Kalapaha. They're all together, like a bunch, isn't it? A set of instruments, subtle instruments. So mere physical body without set of instruments also cannot be alive. This is beautiful. Chiranjeeva, may you live long, as long, may you live as long as you want to live means, he says, he does not need to tell you means not Atma, does not mean the mere subtle body, does not mean the physical body. Mere physical body without subtle body cannot be life, cannot have life. Mere subtle body without physical body cannot be functional. Then enjoyment of life is not possible. Enjoyment of life, experience of pleasures is possible only if subtle body indwells the gross body. Life is possible. Is it clear? Therefore, he says, Chiram Jiva means, Chariram Dharaya. Indriya, he says, Samagra Indriya Kalapam Shariram. Shairam Dharaya. May you have the physical body, live physical body, having subtle body consisting of subtle instruments indwelling it. Kalapaha means, okay, it's like a bunch, a set, a group, collection. Okay. Let's move on. Next mantra, mantra number 24. So, Lord Yama continues. So, he is going to try in two more mantras. Okay. Etat tulyam yadimanyase varam. So, Lord Yama, having offered all that he remembered that time, and he thought if he did not know what specifically Nachiketaha would have liked. Now he gives open choice. You just whatever you want, you ask. That's what he means. Yetatulyam yadi manyase varam vrinishva vittam chirajivikancha. Vrinishva vittam chirajivikancha. Mahabhumo Nachiketastvamedhi. Mahabhumo Nachiketastvamedhi. Kamanam Tva Kama Bhajankaromi. Kamanam Tva Kama Bhajankaromi. E Nachiketaha, he says, Yadi Yetat Tulyam Varam manyase. Yadi etatulyam varam manyase. Manyase. Yadi manyase. Etatulyam varam. If you think of a boon which is equal to this boon, which I have offered now. If you think of another boon or any other boon, which is equal to this, what I offered here. Vrunishva, may choose to ask. Chirajivikam vittam cha. Vittam means wealth, in all forms of wealth. Vittam means wealth. All forms of wealth. And any wealth is of the nature of coming and going. There's no such thing called permanent wealth. Knowledge is the only permanent wealth. And this Atma is the only permanent thing in the world. Everything is subject to time. Everything is subject to change. Everything is of the nature of coming and going. Therefore, there's nothing permanent. But now he says, may you choose to ask for or may choose having Chirajivikam Vittam. Chirajivikam Vittam means what? Everlasting wealth. You can say also. So Chirajivika, Jivika means life also. How Jivanam, please make a note. Jivanam means living, gerund. Jivati, verb, Jivati, lives. Jivayati, enlivens. Jivati, Jivayati, lives, lends life. Jivanam, living. Living, Jivanam also means what? Life. Living, it also means life, just noun. Now, Jivika also means life. So, Chiram Jivanam means what? Long life. Chiram Jivanam. And Chiram, Chirajivika also means long life. So, may you choose having everlasting wealth and not the light, time-bound wealth. Everlasting wealth. I can make your wealth stay forever. And also long life, Chirajivika. The person who has Chirajivika or Chirajivanam is called Chiranjeevi. In all the wedding invitations in India, when we write the name of a boy and a girl, bride and the bridegroom, we always give this qualification. Chiranjeevi means what? Boy who has long span of a Chiranjeevi. So Chiranjeevini means a girl of long life, Chiranjeevini. Boy of long life, Chiranjeevi. Chirajivanam or Chirajivika, long life. Okay. So here, Chirajivikam cha Vruneshwa. Vittam Vruneshwa, Chirajivikam cha Vruneshwa. May you choose having everlasting wealth, long life. Okay. E Nachiketaha Mahabhumau tvam edhi. You will attain on this earth what he did not say. But Shankara Bhagavad will make it very clear in his commentary. Mahabhumau, on this great earth, tvam edhi, you will attain. Or you will become. You will attain what? You will attain the emperor status. You will become an emperor, will become a king, will become the lord. These all will be given as a third boon if you choose. And tvam karomi, I make you kamabhak. Kamabhak is the mula shabda. Kamabhajam karomi. I make you the enjoyer of pleasures, of all pleasures. Kamanam kamabhajam karomi. I'll make you the enjoyer of pleasures, of all pleasures. Okay, this is the promise of Lord Yama. Let's see the bhashyam. Etatulyam. First word, Shankaracharya comments upon. Etat tulyam. Etat means this. Tulya means equal. Etena yatha upadishtena sadrisham. Etena yatha upadishtena sadrisham. A boon which is equal to what has been instructed in the previous mantra. like what? Having sons and grandsons of long span of life and having all forms of wealth, cattle wealth, elephants, horses, cows, etc. And having a big empire on this earth and having a longest span of life for himself. All this. So, some other bone, any other bone, which is equal to what has been instructed in the previous. Yatha upadishtena tulyam. Anything which is equal to what has been instructed or promised by me in the previous verse. Yatho upadishtena sadrisham, which is similar to, equal to what has been taught or instructed before, maybe. Okay. Sadrisham. Okay. Tulyam sadrisham. Now next, anyamapi. Anyamapi. Another boon also. Yadi manyase. If you consider. Yadi manyase varam. Anyamapi. Yadi manyase varam. If you consider another boon which is similar to or equal to what has been instructed before, tamapi vraneshva, may you choose that also. Kincha, moreover, vittam, wealth, prabhutam, abundance of wealth. Prabhutam means abundance. Prabhutam vittam, abundance of wealth. Then, Hiranya Ratnadi, abundance of wealth means what? Abundance of wealth such as gold, precious gems, etc. Abundance of wealth such as gold, precious gems, etc. Hiranya Ratnadi. Ratna means precious gem. Diamonds, rubies, emeralds, royal blues, etc. The Chirajivi Kancha and long span of life. Saha Vittena, along with the wealth, long span of life. Vraneshwa, may choose. Iti, thus, yetat vraneshwa. May you choose this. Then, kim bahuna mahatyam bhumau. Raja Nachiketaha. Tvamedhi. Edhi means bhava. Edhi is equal to bhava. Bhava means what? May you become. Kim bahuna mahatyam bhumau. What is use of having a lots on this earth? Therefore, he says, bhumau, Raja Nachiketaha Twamedhi. Hey Nachiketaha, may you become a king on this earth. King on this great earth. Raja Bhava. Raja Bhava. So, Yedhi, here, it is become. May you become a king on this great earth. Okay. Next sentence. Kincha Anyat. Kincha Anyat. Kincha Anyat. Kamanam, divyanam, manushanam, cha, twa, twam, kamabhajam. Kamabhajam means kamabhaginam, kamarham karomi, aham karomi. Hey, kincha, moreover, not only this much, கிஞ்ச மோரோவர் ஃபர்தர் கரோமி ஐ மேக் யூ வாட் காமார்கம் ஒன் ஹூ டிசர்வ்ஸ் தி என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் பிளஷர்ஸ் காம பாகினம் ஐ மேக் யூ தி என்ஜாயர் ஆஃப் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஸோ காம பாஜம் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு காம பாகினம் காம பாக் ஆர் காம பாக் ஓகே காம பாஜம் கரோமி ஐ மேக் யூ தி என்ஜாயர் ஆஃப் என்ஜாயர் காம பாகினம் கரோமி ஐ மேக் யூ தி என்ஜாயர் காமார்கம் கரோமி ஐ மேக் யூ த ஒன் ஹூ டிசர்வ்ஸ் தி பிளஷர்ஸ் அண்ட் மேக் யூ என்ஜாய் ஆஃப் பிளஷர்ஸ் அண்ட் விச் பிளஷர்ஸ் மானுஷானாம் திவ்யானாம் ச காமானாம் தி பிளஷர்ஸ் of the celestials I make you the enjoyer of pleasures all pleasures pleasures and pleasures of celestials and pleasures of the human beings pleasures enjoyable by the human beings pleasures enjoyable by celestial beings I make you enjoyer of all pleasures how is it possible for me he says satya sankalpah hi அகம் தேவஹா அகம் தேவஹா ஐ மை செல்ஃப் ஆம் அ செலஸ்டியல் என்டோட் வித் ஸ்பெசிபிக் பவர்ஸ் ஐம் தேவதா அண்ட் சத்யசங்கல்பா ஓகே அகம் சத்யசங்கல்பா சத்யசங்கல்பா மீன்ஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்ஃபில்லிங் His desires by merely thinking. One without doing anything, without doing physically anything, just by thinking one can get one's wishes fulfilled. He is called Satya Sankalpaha. Why is it possible? The person who is committed to live a life of dharma, who has Bhagavan's grace, thereby who becomes blessed with certain powers becomes a satya sankalpaha the person whose words uttered come true the person the whose words once uttered come true he is called satya sankalpaha okay may you have 100 children you will have may you have big house you will have சத்யசங்கல்பா சோ லார்ட் யமா சேஸ் அஹம் தேவஹா சத்யசங்கல்பா தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் ஐ கேன் மேக் யூ என்ஜாய் ஐ கேன் மேக் யூ என்ஜாயர் ஆஃப் ஆல் பிளஷர்ஸ் என்ஜாயபிள் பை செலஸ்டியல் பீங்ஸ் என்ஜாயபிள் பை ஹியூமன் பீங்ஸ் சி சம் பிளஷர்ஸ் கேன் பி என்ஜாய்ட் ஒன்லி பை ஹியூமன் பீங்ஸ் புஜ்ய சுவாமிஜி யூஸ் டு டீஸ் இஃப் யூ கோ டு ஹெவன் ஆல்சோ லைஃப் இஸ் நாட் கம்ப்ளீட் யூ கான்ட் You know, you can't crave for Arun ice cream there or local ice cream. You must be in this world to enjoy the local ice cream. And you can't enjoy Apsaras Dan Gandharva singing in this world. Which means everything has limitation. When you're enjoying heavenly pleasures, you are not eligible to enjoy worldly pleasures. Enjoying worldly pleasures, you can't enjoy heavenly pleasures. But Nachiketaha, I make you the enjoyer of all pleasures of celestials and the human beings. திவ்யானாம் மானுஷானாம் திவ்யானாம் மானுஷானாம் சோ தேவாக திவ்யா திவ்யானாம் மானுஷானாம் காமானாம் துவாம் காமபாஜம் கரோமி ஓகே சி Deva Sambandham Divyam. Anything pertaining to Deva is called a Divyam. Let us remember this meaning. Divyati iti Devaha. Any object which enjoys the status of being existent, anything which shines is called a Devaha. Okay? Then any luminous body is called a Devaha. Any natural phenomenon which enjoys existence, being illumined by knowledge, as manifestation of knowledge is said to be Devaha. And celestial beings also are said to be Devas. Divyaha Kamaha means deva sambandhinaha kamaha. So the pleasures enjoyable by devas are divyaha kamaha. The pleasures enjoyable manushyaha are manushaha kamaha. Manushya sambandhi kamaha, manushaha kamaha. So manushanam divyanam kavanam kamabhajam karomi. I make you the enjoyer of pleasures pertaining to devas, enjoyable only by human beings also. Okay. Because I am satya sankalpaha, aham hi devaha. Go next verse, next mantra. Very simple ones. Quickly we can go. Ye ye kama durlabha martya loke. So now because before taking us to the important lesson of self-jnanam, self-knowledge, which are all as desperately waiting to hear, oh my God, how long is he going to drag this like this? We're all waiting. But now he also tells something else. Why? Because it is not that easy to aspire only for self-knowledge. It is not at all easy. Please don't now feel tired of listening to this description of Lord Yama's promises, okay, whatever he wants to give ex boons. Why Upanishad presents these things in the form of, you know, boons offered by Lord Yama, rejected by Nachiketaha? Because it is not at all easy to overcome liking and desire and craving for these things in the world. It is impossible to become dispassionate towards things in the world. And it is very, very difficult to become totally passionate towards the attainment of jnana. I want jnana moksha, but I also want this. This is how we are. So what Shastram says, if a person becomes totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge, he cannot miss that knowledge. Okay, that is why Upanishad presents this. We have to understand the style why Upanishad is presenting this way as teachers. Okay. Ye ye kama durlabha martya loke sarvan kamam chandata prarthayasva imarama saratha saturyaham. Nahi drisha lambhaniya manushyehi abhir mat prattabhif paricharayasva nachiketo maranam manu prakshihi ye ye kama durlabha martya loke ye ye kama durlabha martya loke sarvan kamam chandatah prarthayasva sarvan kamam chandatah prarthayasva imarama saratha saturyah nahi drisha lambhaniya manushyaihi abhirmat prattabhif paricharayasva Nachiketo maranam manu prakshihi. Towards the end, Lord Yama tells, ye ye kamaha martyaloke durlabhaha. All those different types of pleasures which are not easily attainable in this world of mortals. The celestial pleasures which cannot be attained at all, which are unattainable in this world of mortals, sarvan kaman chandataha prarthayasva. Prarthayasva, imperative. Prarthayate. Prarthayasi. In imperative verb, prarthayasva. He nachiketaha. Prarthayasva, may you ask. May you ask, may choose to ask. Chandataha, as you wish. chandataha, as you wish, or according to your wish, sarvan kaman, may you choose according to your wish, all pleasures, heavenly pleasures, which are very rare and which are unattainable in this world of mortals. Okay. And what are those objects of enjoyment which are not attainable in this world of mortals, which are attainable only in heaven, for which one has to do karma, perform rituals, practice meditation, one has to earn punyam, one has to wait for the death to happen, and after the death one has to leave the physical body, one has to travel through some special paths and reach Swargaloka. One can attain only, enjoy those pleasures only there. But I can bless you with everything here itself in this world of mortals. So, yeye kamaha martyaloke durlabhaha, all those objects of enjoyment, all those different, whichever pleasures, objects of enjoyment, which are unattainable in this world of mortals, sarvan, all those pleasures, may you choose to ask for as you wish, according to your wish, chandataha. Okay. And what are they? He says, imaha ramaha sarathaha saturyaha nahi idrushaha lambhaniyaha manushyehi. Okay. So here, the word Rama, let me make it very clear. From Ram Dhatu, this word has been derived, Ramaha. The one who revels in oneself is Rama. We know that. That is Bhagavan Rama. But here, Ramaha, masculine gender. Rama is still feminine gender. Same meaning. And here, Ramaha, adjective for women, celestial women. The many celestial women. And who are they? Ramaha. Okay, celestial women. Why they're called Ramaha? Not only they are happy within themselves, they also make others happy. Swayam ramante anyan ramayanti iti ramaha. They see, you cannot make please others if you're unhappy. Okay. Therefore, swayam ramante anyan ramayanti. Bhagavan Rama is the one who revels in oneself, one who is happy with himself, and thereby one who is able to make others happy. Swayam ramate anyan ramayati iti ramaha, masculine gender word. But here Ramaha is a plural word. Rama. She who is happy herself, swayam ramayati ya anyan ramayanti. She who makes others happy, others entertain, entertains, delights others. She is Rama. So Ramaha. So there are many women, celestial women, who entertain and please others. And they, how are they also? Sarat Saturyaha. Celestial women with musical instruments such as drums. Turya means drum. Tu Saturyaha. Turyehi Sahitaha Saturyaha. Sarathaha. Many celestial women always remain steady, stay ready with their chariots. Okay? Like all this, impossible for human, the people of mortal world to have such pleasure, such comfort, such luxury. Whereas, Yidrushaha, he says, Imaha, these, Sarathaha, Saturyaha, Ramaha, these celestial women who entertain, who make, please others, make others happy, and endowed with the musical instruments, and endowed with the chariots, Yidrushaha, the celestial women of this caliber, this category, such people, he, manushyehi na lambhaniyaha. See, lambhaniyaha means should not be attained. That's a literal meaning. But here, take it as what? Such women, such celestial women, women of this category, women of this caliber, who are capable, who are endowed with the chariots, who are endowed with the musical instruments, who are ever pleased and who entertain others or please others, such human are manushyehi nalambaniyaha, are not attainable for human beings of this mortal world. And what he says, mat prathabihi abihi tum paricharyasva. Now I am you are a human being, a mortal being, but still I can bless you with all the celestial women for you, for them to serve you. I can bless you with all the celestial women as your servants. And what you do, make them serve you. Paricharyasva. See, paricharayati makes other person serve. Paricharyasva means may you make them serve. Serve you. So may you get your things done. Paricharyasva abhihi, through these women, celestial women, who have been given by me. Mat prathabihi abhihi. Maya dattabihi, maya prattabihi, ke mat prattabihi, mat dattabihi, abhihi, through these celestial women who have been given to you by me, may you get your things done. You can have all this. Hey, Nachiketaha, tum maranam ma anuprakshihi. May you not ask for anything pertaining to death. Maranam ma anuprakshihi. May you not ask for anything pertaining to death, anything about death. What happens to the person after the death of the body? Whether he survives the death, he does not survive death, etc. May you not ask question pertaining to death. Maranamma anuprakshihi. Okay. Let us see the bhashyam now. Ye kamaha. Shankaracharya tells. Prarthaniyaha. See, prarthaniyaha literally means should be asked. But here, requestable. Okay. Those pleasures or objects of, see, kamaha means an object of enjoyment, object of pleasure, also pleasure. Okay. So here, ye kamaha prarthaniyaha. All objects of desire, whatever objects of desires are requested, are to be requested. Whatever objects of desires are to be requested, prayed for. Prarthaniyaha means prayed for. Whatever objects of enjoyment, whatever objects of desires are prayed for, requested for. And requested for by whom? By people of this world. And durlabaha cha, which are not attainable. Durlabha, which is very rare. Durlabha means which are not attainable in this world of mortals. Where martyaloke. Durlabha cha martyaloke. So, sarvam stan kaman, chandataha, ichataha. Means, as you wish. According to your wish, according to your desire, may you prarthayaswa, may you ask for all those objects of desire, for all those objects of enjoyment. He says, king cha imaha divyaha apsarasaha. Kim cha, moreover, imaha, these Divyaha Apsarasaha, the celestial women, Deva celestial person. Okay. Devaha, so Divya, so celestial. Divyaha Apsarasaha, celestial damsels, celestial women. Okay, known as Apsarasaha. And they, what do they do? Ramayanti Purushan Iti Ramaha. Why they're called Ramaha? Ramayanti Purushan Iti Ramaha. See, they entertain and please people through their singing and dancing, etc. Ramayanti Purushan Iti Ramaha. Not only that, Saha Rathaihi Vartante Iti Sarathaha. Rathaihi Saha Vartante. They remain along with their chariots, ready to drive you anywhere. Therefore, Rathaihi Vartante Iti Sarathaha. Chaturyaha. Chaturyaha means Turyaihi Saha Vartante Iti Chaturyaha. Means Savaditraha. Savaditraha, Chaturyaha means those who are endowed with in musical instruments such as drums. You can understand now they must be having all celestial instruments, all of veena, violin and etc. Tahacha, and such celestial women of their, such celestial women who are capable of entertaining, Apsarasaha, who are endowed with the chariots, who are with their instruments, who are capable of entertaining, who are pleasing others, making others happy, and such people, nahi lambaniyaha, nahi prapaniyaha, they are also not attainable in this world. Yidrushaha means evam vidaha. So, yidrushaha, this sort of celestial women. Evam vidaha, this people, women of this type or celestials, manushyehi. Manushyehi means what? Martyehi means by mortals, him by human beings, by mortals. Asmadadi prasadam antarena. Asmadadi prasadam antarena, without the blessing of, okay, blessing of devas like me, these sort of celestial women are not attainable by human beings. Attainable for human beings. Mortals. Asmadadi prasadam antarena. Without the blessing of devas like us, it is not possible for human beings to attain such women, celestial women. Okay. What does he say? Abhihi. Now I have given you this, all these women have come here. I have given you, blessed you with them. Abhihi, through them. And who are they? Matpratabhihi. Matpratabhihi means mayadattabhihi. Through these women who were given by me, who have been given by me, who have been blessed by me, Paricharini Bihi, the maid servants, Paricharini Bihi, through these celestial women who are here for serving you, Paricharini Bihi, Paricharayasva, may you get the service done to you. May you get anything you want done to you through them. May you get your things done through them. Atmanam. So, Paricharyasa means may you have the service done to you. What service? He says, Atmanam pada prakshalanadi susrusham karaya. Paricharyasva means susrusham karayata. So, karaya. Susrusham karaya. See, karoti does. Karayati மேக்ஸ் ஒன் டூ. காசிட்டிவ் வெர்ப் ஆஃப் கரோத்தி இஸ் வாட்? காரயதி. ஆர் யூ ஃபாலோயிங்? கரோத்தி மீன்ஸ் கார், காசிட்டிவ் இஸ் காரயதி. சோ காரய, காரய ஆத்மனஹா, ஆத்மனஹா சுசுரூஷாம் காரய. மே யூ மேக் ஆத்மனஹா சுசுரூஷம், தி சர்வீஸ், யுவர் ஓன், யுவர் சர்வீஸ். மே மேக் தம் டூ யுவர் சர்வீஸ். ஆத்மனஹா சுசுரூஷாம் காரய. சுசுரூஷா மீன்ஸ் அகெயின் சர்வீஸ். ஓகே, மே யூ மேக் தம் டூ யுவர் சர்வீஸ். சச் அஸ் பாத பிரக்ஷாலனாதி, சச் அஸ் வாஷிங் தி ஃபீட் எக்ஸெட்ரா. மே யூ மேக் திஸ் விமன் டூ சர்வீஸ், யுவர் சர்வீஸ், such as washing the feet, etc. So may you get your things done through these people, the maid servants. Abhihi mat prathabhihi, through these women, maya dattabhihi, given by me, who are they? Paricharini bhihi, through these maid servants. Paricharayasva, may you get this service done to you. ஆத்மானம் பரிச்சாரயஸ்வ, மே யூ ஹெல்ப் யூ மேக் யுவர் செல்ஃப் சர்வ்ட் பை தம் த்ரூ திஸ் பீப்புள். சோ மே யூ மேக் மேக் தம் டூ சர்வீஸ் டு யூ, ஆர் யுவர் சர்வீஸ், சச் அஸ் பாத பிரக்ஷாலனம், வாஷிங் ஆஃப் தி ஃபீட், எக்ஸெட்ரா. ஓகே. நச்சிகேதோ மரணம், ஹேவ் நச்சிகேதஸ், மரணம் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு, டோன்ட் யூ ஆஸ்க் டெத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மரண சம்பந்தம், மரண சம்பந்தம் பிரஷ்னம். மரணம் இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு மரண சம்பந்தம் பிரஷ்னம். சம்பந்தா பிரஷ்னா, க்வெஸ்சன் ரிலேட்டட் டு, அசோசியேட்டட் வித், அபவுட், பர்டைனிங் டு. Question pertaining to, related to, about death. Marana sambandham, marana sambandham, marana sambandham, sambandham prashnam, sambandha prashnaha. A question associated with, related to the death. In terms of what? பிரேதே அஸ்தி நாஸ்தி இதி, வெதர் அ பர்சன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வென் டெத் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் ஆர் நாட், வெதர் மே யூ நாட் ஆஸ் மே நாட் ஆஸ்க் த க்வெஸ்சன் பர்டனிங் டு டெத் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் வெதர் தி பர்சன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வென் டெத் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் when he dies or not. Iti. And iti, the question is like what? Kaka danta pariksha rupam. This question, whether the person exists when he dies or not, that question is like question is in the form of the counting, in the form of examining the number of teeth of the crow. காக்கானாம் தந்தானாம் பரீட்சா, காக்க தந்த பரீட்சா, காக்கானாம் தந்தானாம் பரீட்சா, காக்க தந்த பரீட்சா. எக்ஸாமினிங் ஆர் எக்ஸாமினேஷன் ஆஃப் த டீத் ஆஃப் தி க்ரோஸ். திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் லைக் வாட்? திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அண்ட் இஸ் லைக் தி எக்ஸாமினிங் the teeth of the crows. Such a question. Ma anuprakshihi. Ma anuprakshihi. May you not ask. Which means, evam prashtum. மா ஏவம் பிரஷ்டும் அர்ஹசி, மா ஏவம் பிரஷ்டும் அர்ஹசி, ஏவம் பிரஷ்டும் மா அர்ஹசி மீன்ஸ் ந அர்ஹசி மீன் யூ கேனாட் ஆஸ்க் மீ சச் குவஸ்டன்ஸ் யூ கேனாட் ஆஸ்க் மீ சச் குவஸ்டன் இட் இஸ் நாட் அப்ராப்ரியேட் ஃபார் யூ அ பாய் ஆஃப் 9 இயர் ஓல்ட் டு ஆஸ்க் மீ டு லார்ட் யமா சச் குவஸ்டன்ஸ் You're too young to ask me, the Lord Yama, such a question. So it is not appropriate for you to ask me this question. So may you not ask the question pertaining to death in terms of whether the person exists when he dies or not, etc. This question is like asking or examining the number of teeth of the crows. Kakadanta pariksharupam prashnam manasambandham prashnam marana sambandham prashnam ma anuprakshihi evam prashtum ma evam prashtum arhasi. It is not appropriate for me to ask, for you to ask me such a question. Okay, next mantra. Now finished. Now he cannot say anything anymore to tempt him. So what happens now? Now all these 4 mantras, Lord Yama tried his best to discourage him, and also to tempt him in order to test his degree of vairagyam, dispassion. Now, Nachiketaha gives an answer. Therefore, Nachiketa's answer is very important answer. The answer which expresses his vairagyam, dispassion. The answer which expresses his preparedness, readiness, and desperateness for his knowledge, for this knowledge. Therefore, it is a very important mantra. Any other boy of Nachiketa's age would have easily been tempted, would have been tempted, would have gone away long ago, but he still, and without any disturbance, just very firmly, politely, having heard all these objects of temptation uttered by Lord Yama, he still waits and he is going to tell. So Shankaracharya writes, Yevam, okay, he says, Nachiketaha Aha, Nachiketa said. Evam pralobhyamanaha api. See, pralobhanam, tempting, temptation. Pralobhati, tempts. Pralobhyaha is tempted. Pralobhya manaha api. In spite of being tempted in this manner. Evam pralobhya manaha api. See, mana, that's passive. What is it? Pralobhya manaha. Being tempted. In spite of being tempted in this manner also. Nachiketaha mahahradavat akshobhyaha aha. How was Nachiketaha? He was akshobhyaha. Nachiketaha was akshobhyaha. See, akshobhyaha means the one who is temptable, one who is disturbable, one who is shakeable is akshobhyaha. One who can be shaken is kshobhyaha. The one who cannot be shaken is akshobhyaha. akshobhyaha as an unshakable, undestructible, undisturbable person. Sorry. Unshakable person. Like what? Mahahradavat. Mahahradaha. Hradaha means lake. Mahahradaha means big lake. So it can also mean what? Big lake means ocean. So Mahahradaha means a huge lake or an ocean. Mahahradavat, like an ocean. He remained unshakable. Mahahradavat akshobhya means not even affected by slightest of temptation. Mahahradavat akshobhya, like a big mount ocean, without any disturbance on his part, in spite of being tempted with all these attractive bones, things, Nachiketaha said, Nachiketaha aha, evam pralobhyamanaha api, evam pralobhyamano api, mahahradavat akshobhya Nachiketaha aha. Nachiketa aha. Okay. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaitat sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha. Sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha. Api sarvam jivitamalpameva. Api sarvam jivitamalpameva. Tavaiva vaha stava nritya gite. Shobhava martyasya yadanta kaitat. Sarvendriyanan jarayanti tejaha. Api sarvam jivitamalpameva. Tavaiva vaha stava nritya gite. He says, shobhavaha martyasya yad antaka yetat yadantakaitat. He says, first of all, antaka, see, Lord Yama is called antakaha. Antaka, antakaha. Why? One who brings an end. Antam means end. Lord Yama is said to be antakaha. Time factor is said to be antakaha. Why? The end comes in time, happens in time. Therefore, Lord Yama is said to be the one who brings an end. He is said to be antakaha. So he's addressing, hey Antaka, O Lord Yama, yetat martyasya. Martyasya. Indriyanam tejaha jarayanti. Indriyanam tejaha jarayanti. Sarva indriyanam, sarvendriyanam tejaha jarayanti. Shobhavaha jarayanti. He says, shobhavaha. See, anything which comes and goes is ephemeral. Shvaha bhavati va nava. Tomorrow, whether it will exist or not. So, objects which are subject to such a doubt are said to be swabhavaha. Shvaha, tomorrow. Shvaha bhavishyanti va nava. టుడే దీస్ ఆర్, అద్య భవంతి, టుడే దే ఆర్, శ్వః భవిష్యంతి వా నవా. సో ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు సచ్ డౌట్ వెదర్ దే విల్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ టుమారో ఆర్ నాట్, such objects are said to be, such objects are time bound objects, ephemeral objects or shobhavaha. Is it clear? Okay. And jarayanti, jarayanti means what? They become digested, they become weak, they become strengthless, powerless, jarayanti. So all these time bound objects which are subject to doubt whether they will exist tomorrow or not become strengthless, powerless and weak. Weak also. And what do they do? Jarayanti. Etat tejaha. Sarvendriyanam tejaha. Manushyasya, martyasya, sarvendriyanam tejaha. Jarayanti. In fact, they weaken all these time-bound objects, weaken all these power of all these sense organs of human beings. Human being. And then, sarvam api jivitam alpameva. See what a beautiful, mature answer he gives. Sarvam api jivitam alpameva. Entire life is what? So even if you have a long life, what big long life? Sarvam api jivitam alpameva. See, jivitam tapratyanda shabda, but still you take it as a noun, life. Sarvam means every. Sarvam jivitam, every life means every form of life. Every life of any form, every form is what? Alpameva is very short. Very short only. There's no life form which has timeless. Every life of every form is very short only. Therefore, tava vahaha nitya gite cha tava eva. Your what? Tava vahaha means vahanam vahati iti vahaha. Vahati iti vahanam. Vahaha, masculine gender word. Vahanam, neutral gender word. Also gerund. Okay, carrying, carrier. Is what? Vahanam, vahaha. So that which carries a person from one place to another place is what? A vehicle. Therefore, vahanti iti vahaha. Tava vahaha. All those celestial vehicles, you are talking about Lord Rama, you please keep them for yourself. Tava eva. You keep them. Okay. You park all your cars in your own, in your place. I don't need them. Nitya gite. And all those celestial dance and music, all those entertainments, you keep them for yourself. Okay. So he says, we'll see the Bhashyam tomorrow. It's all right. So we'll continue with the Bhashyam of this mantra tomorrow. 26th mantra we'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం.